Nidorim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. We're learning over here the Mishnah of Hamuder Hanom Mechaveroi. Ruvain is not allowed to be Nenim from Shimon. Now, this could be in two ways, which we're going to have to cheshbon through the Mishnah and the different dinim that are discussed here. Ruvain could be Madir on himself that he's not allowed to be Nenim from Shimon, or he could be Madir, he could turn himself, so to speak, into a Cheftza di Surah, Chaticha di Surah, Klapi Shimon. He could assert that Shimon can't have an off from him, or he could assert himself getting an off from Shimon. Either way, there's a relationship over here of give and take that's not going to work. It's also al pi halacha. So we have to define what's called giving and what's called taking. There are cases where you could see somebody as having ultimately benefit from somebody else, but that's not called he's taking. Now, this is a very important definition. Being nene from somebody where a person violates an isra ano is not a function of that Reuven has a benefit from Shimon. It's not that Shimon's existence can't cause a benefit to Reuven. It's that Reuven can't take hano from Shimon. We'll give a pashut makor to this type of hano. This type of definition, rather, of hano. The halacha is that if something is hegdish, one's not allowed to be nene from it. This is Yisur Hano. From Desvegen, the Issa Me'ila, the Gemara in the second parak of Pesachim and other places in Shas tells us that there is no Me'ila on Koil Mare and Reach. A person looks to the Beis HaMikdash, sparkling, beautiful on the top of the hill, and he's nene, he would pay hundreds of dollars to get in Lahavdil into a museum in Paris or New York, in London, to see the same type of beauty. And here we can see it just by looking up. Now, he's looking and he's being nene. Mara, when you see something, you might be nene, but you're not taking from it. When you hear the sound of the Levim singing Shira, or you smell the smell of the Keteres, you're not over on the Yisrael Nofer Magdish. It's only when you use something, even that it's used up, or you use something that it depletes, or you use something that you have by you, something of that, that could be called the definition of Hano. Another Makar, let's say, is that when we want to know Yisuri Hano, Lamashal, even let's say Basa B'cholov, Orlo, Klaim, regularly Yisuri Hano and Teirin, Machol Sasuris, what's the shear with which a person is over Hano? So I'm not one time. In the same way, a person is not allowed to eat a kazayis of basa b'chol. He's not allowed to be nene. He's also with a kazayis. He's not allowed to be nene from a kazayis of basa b'chol. Achroinim, kivegin, mishlomach talk about. They say no. The shear is a shavu pruta. What does shavu pruta, which is a monetary amount, have to do with being nene? Because the idea of being nene is called taking from that. When is it called you got from basa b'chol? Define. When is it called that Reuven took from Shimon? If we were talking about Geneva Gzela Mazik, we'd be talking about a Shava Pruta. So also when we talk about Yisur Hano, the definition doesn't change. The definition of Reuven getting from the Basa B'Cholov, having from the Basa B'Cholov, benefiting, taking from the Basa B'Cholov, is B'Shava Pruta. With that Hagdom in mind, it's a Lamdusha Hagdora, let's learn the Mishnah. There's something here that's almost Hepach Balabatish Seichel, when we learn the Mishnah, in what's called having Hano. Let's see. Hamuda Hano Mechaveru, somebody is Madir Hano. Again, there's two cases. Let's, for argument's sake, right now, for the next din, talk about Reuven assuring that Shimon's not allowed to get Hano from him. Shoykel Ashikloi Upereyas Choyvei. Reuven is allowed to pay Shimon's Choyv. Tov Abitim HaToyv, we're holding before Pashas Shkolim. Reuven is allowed to pay Shimon's Machzis HaShekel. That's what it means, Shekel HaShikloi. Upareyas Choyve, not only specific Machzis HaShekel, but any Choyv. Think about it. Shimon has a debt of $100,000. Reuven wants to benefit him, but Reuven was Madir Hano from Shimon. He can't benefit him. Shimon's not allowed to benefit from Reuven. Reuven can write out a check to the corporation that Shimon owes money to, $100,000. In Lecho, Toiva and Hatova Godol Mizeh. There's no greater Bal Choyv in terms of Hakaras HaTov than Shimon to this Reuven, who saved him from $100,000 of debt over his head. Not called being over in the Yisur Hano. Shocking, right? What's the vort? So the Gemara explains that when Shimon owes $100,000, Shimon has whatever he has. The fact of the matter is that he has hanging over his head the threat, which is valid, of some company or some creditor coming taking away from $100,000. But Lamaisa, His house, his car, whatever he has belongs to him. When Reuven paid $100,000 to the one who's going after Shimon, he didn't make Shimon $100,000 richer. He didn't make Shimon even one shava pruta's worth richer. He just was misalik. He was meneya a hefsid from Shimon. In pure seichel, like we said, l'chay Shimon en l'chay nene gadol mizeh. In halacha and lamdas, in the definition that we used before, Reuven lemaisa is not giving Shimon anything. Shimon didn't get anything from Reuven. Same way, lemashal, if a person's mekadosh an isha with a shava prut, he can be mekadosher. If he's mekadosher b'milveh, she owes him $100,000, and he says, you know what? I'll take you as a wife. With that, you don't have to give me the $100,000. It's worth a lot more, and anybody should have a lot more hakaras atayv than for one ordinary shava pruta. You didn't give her anything. You made that now there's no $100,000 threat hanging over her head. A penny earned might be a penny saved, or rather, a penny saved might be a penny earned, but it's not called getting, it's not called giving. That's the halacha over here. And this is a klal, by the way, this is a base av to harbe harbe halachos in Shas. And the Mefarshim shtaltzu to this idea that this is only called a hasoras nezek. It's not called being mahana. Now, Rishonim, this comes from the Ran and Daf Mem Zayin. The place can bring it down la halacha. This is only if Reuven went on his own volition and he paid off Shimon's chayv. He went to whoever Shimon is owing money to and he wrote him out a check. So that's not called you gave Shimon something, it's called you removed the threat from Shimon's head. However, if Shimon asked Reuven to take care of the chayv, and Shimon, al pi, the neder, is not allowed to be neder from Reuven, if Reuven goes and does something for him, the shlichus of doing a task for him, doing a job for him, is being mahana him. When Shimon asks Reuven something, Reuven carries it out, that carrying it out is called Shimon got from him. Reuven's giving Shimon that he listened to him. So this is not a simple halacha in terms of who's up and who's down. This is a halacha in terms of a lumdish definition of give and take, which is the halacha, like we said, the halachic definition of being nana. By the way, the same idea would be true, the place can point out, Rishonim comes from the Rishonim, that if Reuven is moichel Shimon achayv, that Shimon owes him, again, it's not called Reuven gave Shimon anything. It's not called Reuven gave Shimon anything. The same would be true Lagabi Kiddushin. A man can't be Mekadosh and Isha with a Mechila. However, let's assume that negotiating loan terms, somebody owes a credit card debt of $100,000 and he gets a company involved and they manage to play hardball with the company and they get it down to $10,000, or they manage to get the company to be Mechil the Choyv. That's something serviceable. That's something that costs money. If Reuven provides that service for Shimon, even Klape himself, that's something he could be Mekadosh and Isha with. He could be Mekadosh and Isha with the Hano of how much that Mechilas Milva is worth. It's a service. He could be Mekadosh and Isha with the service that he's giving her. He doesn't need a middleman. He's doing it himself. That's, yeah. Because why? Because you define that what you're being Mekadosh with is not the money that you never gave her. You just took off that you can't collect from her. You gave her the service of negotiating debt collection. And if that service was defined as such, and that's what was carried out between Reuven and Shimon, that would be a violation of Isuri Hano. And because of that, in the previous Mishnah we had, that Reuven can't allow Shimon to use his kelim. Why? Because since there's a dollar and cents amount on any rental of chairs, rental of table, of a chamor, and so on, then waiving that is waiving a service, or it's giving the person a service which is worth money. You gave the person that service. That's being over on the Madar Hano. The same thing is true. We're gonna have the Gavi Hashavas Aveda in another second. We'll just point out one more thing. We had L'chaira a Machloikis Tanoim in Perik Yud Gimel in Ksubis. One of the halachos over there that's discussed Chanan with the other Dayanim. And there's a machlokes over there by Perei Chayv Shel Chaveroi, whether the Chaver is mechuyev to pay him. Reuven pays off Shimon's debt. Do we say, no, Reuven didn't give Shimon anything. All he did was he was misalik a threat from his head. So Shimon doesn't owe him money. Or we say, no, that's called Reuven gave Shimon. L'chayv, that machlokes tenoim is totally in this chiddush that we just said. The Rav alludes to this, And the Rav brings down a Gemara which makes an Akimta in order to explain the Mishnah by us, even according to the Bnei Kehanim Gedolim over there that are Chelek on Chanan. And what it says over there is as follows. It says that there's a type of Chayv that everybody would agree is not called that you're giving somebody something. And that's a Chayv which is open-ended. Reuven owes Shimon money. What was written on the loan document, on the Shtar Halva, is that Shimon could pay him back literally whenever. There's no time that Reuven could ever go be going from Shimon. Shimon could always push it off. Say the Chayv is not due yet. If that's the case, everybody agrees in principle that even though the Chayv is there, Reuven's only getting rid of, by having the Chayv paid, is only getting rid of a threat. But where it has a Zman Gvir, Soif Kol Soif, Lamaisa, the guy could collect. So if it has a Zman Gvir of whenever, so Lamaisa, that's not called a Hefzid. That's not called a Revak. Everybody would agree by an open-ended Chayv that type of Chayv, in principle, is not called you giving somebody something by getting rid of it. Because of that, you'll make the Akimta over here of a Perez Chayv that's what we're talking about. The problem is that it's not going to work for Shekel or Shikloi, because by the Machza Shekel, it's not open-ended. So then you're going to have to say it's Psechidish. The Rav seems to say this, Bekitza Nimritz, that the Madir could pay the Shekel. Why? Because he doesn't mean to actually pay off a Chayv. The Chayv is a secondary aspect of Machza Shekel. You look in the Rambam, Machza Shekel is a mitzvah. There's a din Torah for every single person of Klal Yisrael to be mishtativ in the Korbanos HaTzibah by giving a Machza Shekel. There's a secondary halacha that he then owes the money if he doesn't give it. But the first part of the halacha is doing a mitzvah. So I want to be mekayim a mitzvah and give money for the Korbanos HaTzibah, and I want to give even you up money. Okay? The chayv that's removed thereof, if I don't mean to give that, that's not called I gave it. That's where you'll have to explain it. The Rav says that, B'toy Chadvar. The third halacha that we have over here is Umachse Lois Avidasi. There's a relationship of Issa Ano between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven can return the Aveda to Shimon. Now again, if he returned to him his wallet with $10,000 inside, there's nobody in the world who should be more grateful than Shimon to Reuven for returning it. But at the end of the day, what did Reuven give Shimon? Reuven has a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. He finds a wallet on the street. He knows that Rotz Naboyri, his Mavatal, a mitzvah, say, Deiraisa, Aloysa, say, Hoshav Tishivim, Lesuch Lazalim, if he doesn't pick up the wallet and return it. So what choice does he have? He's being Mahana Shimon. Again, mitzvah, the giving money to Shimon, it's Shimon's money. It doesn't become Ois Shimon's money just because it was lost. Now, we would have to ask ourselves, what happened in Aveda, which is Taka lost, and Shimon was already Miyash. As soon as Reuven picked it up, Reuven was Koina. There, he's not really being Machse Avedos. So even though it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch that one should return an Avedi even after Yish Lefnim Mishur Sadin, but that's clearly defined as a Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Reuven is giving Shimon that which is legally his. It's an extra credit. That Reuven wouldn't be allowed to give to Shimon if there's a Mudah Hanah between them, because he's giving it to him. But if it was before Yush, so Reuven giving to Shimon, he's not giving him anything. He's just returning to him that which is his. There's no Maisa there of giving. There's no act of taking. Now here's something shocking. In the Gemara by us in Daf Lamed Gimel, it says something which is Hepech HaSeichel. In the relationship of Hashavas HaVeda, we would say that the one who's returning Reuven, who's the do-gooder, who's returning the Aved to Shimon, L'chayre, En L'chanois in God, we say no, he's returning to him that which is his. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel has it sad that if the relationship is not that Reuven's not allowed to be Mahana Shimon, but Reuven's not allowed to be Nana from Shimon, Reuven, by returning the Aveda, is Taka not being Nana from Shimon, he's being Nana from Shimon. Not that he's being Mahana Shimon for returning it. No, that not. He's being Nana from Shimon. What? What does that mean? So the Gemara brings up the famous sugya that comes from Elam Metzia. It's called Pruta Derb Yosef. By Reuven having legal obligations to be metapel with the Aveda that he finds of Shimon, there's a halacha that while he's being metapel with Shimon's coat, par, tefillin, whatever he found on the street, he's potter from any other mitzvah that comes his way. If an oni stops him for tzedakah, right now he's being oisik in this mitzvah. The Gemara considers that something of value to the point where he's a shemus socher on watching somebody else's thing. Because he has the mitzvah that frees him up of other obligations. Oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. It's a complicated sugi without getting into the details. Of a Vashtet is that's called Reuven is using Shimon's coat.
Reuven picking up Shimon's coat, he now is using the coat and he puts himself in a state. Not nen in the simple sense, but it's cool, he's using the coat. So because of that, he's the nene from Shimon, not Shimon who's getting back his coat, is nene from Reuven. That's only called he's getting back his coat. It's hepech haseichel, but that's the halach of ashteto. Lamaisa, we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that this relationship of Prutus Rabbi Yosef defines him as Hano. It's 2 days the Rav brings down, we don't paskin that way. The Mishnah finishes off, mokim shenoitlon le'eschar, tipel Hano le'hegdish. Now we have to understand, Lomazong is an iser of being nene, Reuven from Shimon, Shimon from Reuven. Returning an aved is non-negotiable. Like we said, it's a mitzaseh, it's a loisaseh. Reuven picks up Shimon's aved, he has to return it, period. The problem is that there might be another element. The sugis in Bav Metzia and Elu Metzias tell us that if Reuven, by returning an aved to Shimon, is going to lose money, he's going to lose a day's work, he's not mechuyev to lose his own money to for somebody else. He's allowed to take schar on the mitzvah. So Dashtate, because of the Isra Hano, so the Hano could be given to Hegdish. We have to understand. Obviously, what that means is that the one who's getting his Avedu returned is now let to give the money to the one who found it. Because with that, the money changing hands is a violation of the Neder. So what are we talking about over here? So the way the Mepharshim explained it, the Ran brings the Barichas from the Gemara, is that what we're talking about over here, clearly the Mishnah was talking about with the one whose the Aveda belongs to is not allowed to be Nene from the Meshav Aveda, and that's why the Mishnah had to say that he's Maksa Le'avidos. So that's not called he's being Mahana, he's just doing the mitzvah for the Meshav. He's not being Mahana, the Balha Aveda. But here, if that's the whole story over here, that the one who's getting back his Aveda is not allowed to be Nene, so why can't the other person get money? He's not also Bano. What's the problem? So clearly the problem is, over here we're talking about a Mudur Hano both ways. The two of them are Mudorim Zemizeh, which is usually the case. If Reuven asks up Shimon, you slam the door on me, I'll slam the door back on you. So they're both Mudorim Zemizeh. And Mamele Reuven, the Moitzi Aveder, can't be Nene from the Balho Aveder, from Shimon. Now, the Nene over here is not a favor. He's paying him for his efforts, but at the end of the day, a person to be paid for his efforts that he invested is also called being Nene. On the other hand, if the Meshav Aveda refuses the money because he's not allowed to take it, then we have a problem. Because the one who's getting back his Aveda is getting back the Aveda without paying for a service that has to be paid for. It's also a problem. So what he has to do basically is throw the money out. He has to be give the Hanol the Hegdish, this way he's not gaining anything. And the one who returned the Aved is Mekayim his mitzvah. That's not the Baal Aved's business. I'm going to do my mitzvah whether it has anything to do with Yen or not. And neither one of them is allowed to be Nene from each other. So this is the only way to explain the Mishnah. Now the Rav Lake Su'a Kneich, it's not Stam Tipel Hanola Hegdish because it can't go to the one. So throw it in the garbage if you want. Why does it have to be Tipla Hanola Hegdish? Because since a neder by its definition is being Matfis Hano Ke Hegdish, so the Hano that's Osir, if I'm madder on myself that I'm not going to eat bread or I'm not going to eat chocolate cake, so I'm turning the chocolate cake into Hegdish. So the Hano that Reuven is not allowed to be netted from Shimon like Hegdish, if Shimon has to pay the money, where's the money going instead of Reuven in order that Reuven shouldn't be Nene? To Hegdish. So that's why it's Tipul Hanol HaHegdish. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah over here.